It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. This morning we are following the apparent resignation of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. This is a resignation that many people expected yesterday and that did not come. Even today, we have not heard it from Mubarak's own lips. But what we do have is a statement on Egyptian state TV by the man who was Mubarak's vice president, Omar Suleiman. Before we go on, let's listen to a little bit of his words.
President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down as president of Egypt, and he has decided that the higher council of the armed forces will lead the nation.
Okay, so that's the statement as translated on Egyptian state television. Of course, we'll have to be very careful with this and parse the words very carefully. He did speak in the future tense there that he has decided to step down, that the armed forces will lead the nation. But we're going to talk about this a little bit more with NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. She's been covering these protests since the beginning, and she is overlooking, I believe, Cairo's Tahrir Square and has been as this announcement has been made just in the last few minutes. Soraya, what are you seeing and hearing?
Well, my gosh, the crowd has erupted into cheers, and it's not just in Tahrir Square. Cars are honking as they drive along the Corniche, the waterfront here, along the Nile River, as they're crossing the river into Zamalek, which is the island in the middle, on the other side here from where I'm standing. And you can just hear shouts and screams and honking everywhere. It's incredible.
Is there any doubt? I suppose there must be, but what doubts do people still have about Mubarak's intentions, about whether this is real?
At the moment, it seems like they have no doubt. There's such a release here. I mean, this was such a disappointment, as you had mentioned last night, to the people who have been protesting, you know, been demanding this ouster for weeks, that I think just hearing this news from the lips of the vice president, hearing that the control has been handed over to the military, which is seen as an honest broker here in this country, just seems to have been accepted as the truth. And people are cheering, and they're still cheering, minutes and minutes and minutes later.
Now, of course, this is the central demand that the protesters had, but saying that Mubarak has resigned or is going to resign does not seem quite to answer all the questions, the technicalities of this. Just yesterday, Soraya, you and I were talking about constitutional issues, about who gets to take over power. Mohamed Al-Baradei, the Nobel Prize winner, is among the protesters, was writing in the New York Times about the necessity to dispose of the Constitution. Does anybody know about the legal authority here or the manner in which the military is taking over?
No, those questions will have to be answered as people put aside the jubilation and start to think about the future here. Certainly yesterday, President Mubarak had talked about dictating or assigning the changes or the review of the Constitution that needs to be done in order for there to be a referendum, in order for the Constitution to change. And so whether that's enough, whether his pronouncement last night is enough, whether there in fact will be constitutional changes, whether there'll be free and fair elections, all of these things have to be talked about. But at the moment, I think it's just the release of finally achieving the goal that is having people here just, I mean, as you can still, I'm sure, hear it behind me, they have not stopped cheering since this announcement came down about 10 minutes ago.
You know, it's amazing. We were talking with an analyst earlier today who suspected that perhaps Mubarak had persuaded the military to let him give one more speech last night, try one more time to save his job. And then, of course, everyone had to wait for the reaction today. What has the reaction been like through this day as you've watched the demonstrators across Cairo?
It's been pretty dark, and what was interesting is that protests started springing up in places that were near symbols of this regime. The state television building, for example, thousands of people have congregated there today. Even Heliopolis, which is where the presidential palace is, and which has been off limits to protesters during the course of this crisis. There was a brief argument between presidential guard, between the army commander on the scene, and between the protesters, and then after a few minutes, they let them through. And so hundreds of people gathered there at the back doorstep of the presidential palace, screaming the same things they've been screaming here. And they told me, some of the protesters that I interviewed there told me that, you know what, it's not just Tahrir Square, it's everywhere, and this man needs to get the message.
Soraya, will you stay with us for a moment, please? Again, we'll repeat for those who are just joining us.
Absolutely.
That Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak appears to have resigned. His vice president, Omar Suleiman, made that announcement on Egyptian state television just in the last few minutes, and crowds are celebrating wildly at Tahrir Square. We're going to go to another voice inside Egypt who's been helping us understand this crisis over the last several days. Shadi Hamid is with the Brookings Institution. He's based in the Persian Gulf region, and he is currently in Cairo. Welcome back to the program, sir. What are you saying?
Well, I'm hearing the beeps and the cheers from inside here. The street is erupting. People have heard the news and they're thrilled. There might be some caution in order. There were similar scenes of jubilation yesterday when everyone seemed to think Mubarak would step down. I think we should probably, it's hard to say, is this happening today? Is this happening tomorrow? But, you know, as far as I can see, people seem to be very happy to hear the news.
What does it mean that the military is taking over or that the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces is taking over?
It sounds to me like a military coup. It's not clear what exactly the military plans on doing. Are they going to control things for an interim period then hand over to a civilian government? Are they going to move to organize free and fair elections soon? No one has any idea what this really means in practice, and I think people should be a little bit careful. The military is not a pro-democracy organization. It is, in many senses, part of the regime. Omar Suleiman, the vice president, who might become president, is not someone known for having democratic credentials. So a military coup is not the same thing as democracy. So, yes, it might be a step in the right direction, but Egypt still has a long way to go before it actually meets the demands of the protesters.
Shadi Hamid, thanks very much for your analysis this morning. Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
And again, we're following news that President Hosni Mubarak has apparently resigned in Egypt. That at least is the word from Egypt's vice president on state television. And NPR's Tom Jelton is live with us in our studios here in Washington. And Tom, very briefly, what are the risks and the opportunities in this situation for the United States?
Well, Steve, the Obama administration has made it very clear in the last few days that they really wanted to see a quick transition of power. And it looked yesterday for a while that like the United States had been outflanked, maybe even fooled. We had the bizarre situation where the director of the CIA actually in a hearing on Capitol Hill said that there was a strong likelihood that Mubarak would be stepping down. He looked foolish after that. The administration looked like it had been caught flat-footed. I think that this is the best possible, from the administration's point of view, the best possible outcome, because the administration wants this transition to be orderly. You know, what I find interesting, remarkable, Steve, is that we have this huge outpouring of joy at the news, as Shadi Hamid had said, that there's been a military coup. Mm-hmm. We have an outpouring of joy over the development that the military is taking control in Egypt. I think that that leaves a lot of questions unanswered.
And let's go back to NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who I believe is still on the line from Cairo overlooking Tahrir Square. And it sounds, Soraya, at least this moment for the people in the square there, that this is not a moment for doubt, that this is a moment for joy, that the one demand that they had above all others was granted.
Absolutely. I think it is just such a relief for them, because this has been really hard, not just on the country and on the economy and on the government, but on these people who have held vigil here for the better part of, what is it, like 15, 16 days at this point.
Even more. And of course, you've held vigil with them and given us updates on everything. And I'm sure we're going to be listening to you a lot in the days ahead as we try to figure out exactly what has happened here today and exactly what it means. Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo, as Shadi Hamid of the Brookings Institution was. NPR's Tom Jelton is here in Washington. And again, the news, according to the vice president on Egyptian state TV, is that President Hosni Mubarak has resigned or will resign. And we'll give you more details as we learn him in a swiftly changing situation. It's NPR News. We're listening to some of the sounds from Cairo's Tahrir Square in just the last few minutes. The square has erupted in celebrations, people waving flags, flashbulbs going off, people celebrating wildly after hearing news that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, at least according to his vice president, has or will resign. That was the announcement that was made earlier today by Omar Suleiman, making the statement that the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will take charge in the country. We're going to try to sort out what this means with Tariq Masood. He's been a guest several times on this program in the last few days. He's with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, an expert on the Middle East. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
What do you make of these developments?
Well, I think that basically Mubarak's last gambit failed, and the military kind of pressured him to step down.
Well, let's remember what you were telling us earlier today. You speculated that perhaps Mubarak persuaded the military to give him one last chance. Let me give one more speech and see if I can win over the people, and then, of course, the question would be what happened today.
Right, exactly. And the crowds didn't go away, and I think that basically people were getting impatient and desirous of a kind of stability in that realm. So I think that that's why he ended up making the decision to leave.
Now, when NPR's Tom Gelton hears this statement, he told us a moment ago, what he hears is news of a military coup. Is that a proper way to understand what has happened here?
Well, not really, because, you know, like I said, this was always a military regime, and I think what happened here is that Mubarak had to go in order to save the regime. There's not yet been a fundamental change in the structure of government in that country.
Oh, now that's extremely interesting, because the military had been earlier guaranteeing that they were going to bring all kinds of democratic reforms to pass just earlier today, but I suppose we cannot know if that statement is still operative, as they say.
Well, so that's the thing. I mean, now we're in a very dangerous extra-constitutional situation. You know, Mubarak, when he resigns, his position should formally be taken by the Speaker of the Parliament. So that clearly hasn't happened. The military is in charge, and now you're reliant on the good graces of the military to actually midwife a democratic process. And, you know, because their mindset is that Egypt is under constant threat, they may want that process to take a very long time, because they believe that only the military can provide the stability that Egypt needs.
Although it's going to be interesting to see if this is enough for the protesters. I am thinking of what someone was telling me earlier today about the process in Tunisia, where a longtime ruler was thrown out of office, and in the end, the replacement rulers were not acceptable to the crowd either.
Well, remember, the replacement rulers in Tunisia had actually come from the ruling party as well. In Egypt, that's clearly not what's happening. The military is taking charge. Now, if Omar Suleiman, the vice president, if he remains the figurehead, well, people have had enough time to develop a dislike of that man that, in fact, the crowds may not dissipate. But if the military says Omar Suleiman is leaving as well, and Defense Minister Tantawi or Army Chief of Staff Sami Anan is going to take over, I think that actually could cause the crowds to dissipate.
Are you saying that Suleiman has blackened his own reputation by being so closely associated with Mubarak in recent days and weeks?
I think Mubarak actually blackened his reputation. I mean, it's ironic. If Mubarak hadn't appointed him vice president in these last few days, and then in today's move had said, I am now handing power over to Omar Suleiman, people might have accepted that. But now Omar Suleiman has become so associated with this regime. And, you know, he opened his mouth too many times, and people saw the nature of this guy, a kind of throwback to the 1960s era of hard authoritarianism that I think none of the protesters would be willing to accept him.
Tariq Masood, will you stay with us for a moment? I want to bring some more voices into this conversation. NPR's foreign editor Lauren Jenkins, who's covered this region one way or another for decades, is in our studios now. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of these developments?
Extraordinary, extraordinary, and confusing. I mean, we started yesterday morning with the military basically taking over quietly and giving signs, saying so, and giving signs that by nightfall Mubarak might be leaving and the demonstrators' demands would be met. And then we were stunned last night to have Mubarak come on air and say absolutely not and give a very paternalistic, condescending speech to the demonstrators. And then this morning he's gone. So there's obviously great confusion within the ruling circles there and probably within the army. I assume there are a lot of divisions, and it's to be found out exactly what happened. But I think the last 24 hours have been really an extraordinary period.
Lauren Jenkins is in our studios. Tom Gelton, NPR's Tom Gelton, is in our studios. Tariq Masood is still on the line. I want to ask all of you about one other thing, because we've just been told now that President Obama is expected to give a statement on these developments at 1:30 Eastern time this afternoon. So in the next couple of hours, a little more than a couple of hours, we'll find out what he has to say. But my question for all of you gentlemen is it clear now what the United States needs to do and what the United States government wants to do? Tom Gelton, you can begin.
I think the Obama administration is looking, first of all, at the reaction of the protesters. If this development is enough to satisfy the protesters and really sort of end this incredible moment, I think it'll be enough for the Obama administration. I think if the protesters, once they process this, decide that it's not enough, I think that'll leave the Obama administration in a very awkward point.
Lauren Jenkins, you were the one who was telling me earlier today that in Tunisia, when the ruler Ben Ali left, it was not enough for the protesters. They decided they wanted more.
Exactly. They kept demonstrating. They wanted the regime changed. They said it's not about one man, it's about the whole system. And I think the Egyptians are saying the same thing. It'll be interesting to see exactly what happens with the Vice President Omar Suleiman, who is, in fact, very closely identified with Mubarak. Does the army taking over mean that he's no longer vice president also? It's still to be seen. And will that be enough?
Is the crowd basically in charge here? If they go away from the square, everything's okay. If they don't go away from the square, something else will have to give.
Exactly. I think they are in charge. I mean, it's been extraordinary. It's 18 days of steady demonstrations, growing, expanding, continuing. They got the president of Egypt to resign.
Tariq Massoud, I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, well, I think that in the coming days, really, it's really about whether or not the Egyptian people are going to understand that what's happening here is kind of consolidation of power in the hands of the military, and whether they actually believe in the statements of the military that they're going to initiate democratic reforms. And I think President Obama, one of the things he should say today when he speaks is that, you know, this is not an acceptable long-term solution. It's a good first step, but we want to see this midwife, a genuine democracy in Egypt.
If you were one of the protesters standing in Tahrir Square, would you trust the military?
I would not, but I have a PhD in political science.
Okay, thanks. Thanks to you all, gentlemen, and we're going to continue to cover this. This is still developing here. Tariq Massoud is with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Lauren Jenkins is NPR's foreign editor. Tom Gelton, an NPR correspondent, one of many who've been covering this in Cairo and elsewhere today. And again, the news, what we have from Egypt's vice president on state television is a statement that Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, is resigning or has resigned or will resign, a little bit unclear there, but in any event, that he is gone. We'll bring you more as we learn it on Morning Edition from NPR News. There's really just one news story today, at least at the moment, and it is the apparent departure from power of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Earlier today, not very long ago, on Egyptian state TV, we heard from Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman, who said that the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will take over. That was his statement through an interpreter on Egyptian state TV. We're going to talk about this now with Isander Al-Amrani. He is a blogger. He is in Cairo. He's been on the program before. The blog is called The Arabist, and he's back with more analysis. Welcome back to the program.
Glad to be here.
I suppose I have to begin by asking the skeptical question, is there any reason to doubt that Mubarak has really left?
No, I think this statement from Suleiman putting the army in charge is final. Now, Mubarak is said to be in trouble shape. He's still in Egypt, so it's not like in Tunisia where he left the country. Mm-hmm. No doubt tomorrow and in the days ahead, there'll be people asking for him to be put on trial, and none of that is clear yet.
Sharm el-Sheikh, of course, that's the Egyptian resort where he has a presidential compound. He spent a lot of his time there, and we were told earlier today that that is, in fact, where he was going. Now, let me follow up on something you said. Suleiman saying that the army has been put in charge. Does that mean that Omar Suleiman is in charge?
No, it doesn't. If that had been the case, then he as vice president would have become president. All he said right now is that the council is in charge, so the power is diluted between various senior military officers. It's not even clear yet whether Suleiman is within that council, so his role is very murky at the moment.
Although it's unusual that Suleiman would be the man who would make the announcement that Mubarak is going, it suggests that Suleiman is the man who's standing there to take over, but it doesn't seem to be that that's the concrete reality, is what you're saying.
Yes, I don't think we should read too much into the fact that Suleiman made the statement for now, because he had to make the statement if only because Hosni Mubarak himself probably couldn't bring himself to make that statement.
How would you describe the mood where you are in Cairo?
The mood is ecstatic. There's nothing like it. It's 10 times what the reaction would be if Egypt had won the World Cup.
Well, you know, there's a different World Cup winner every few years. You don't have a 30-year ruler go away that often.
Exactly. This is the first time this happens in Egypt's entire history, and it's a long history. I mean, I'm a kilometer away from Tahrir Square, and I'm hearing the cheers from here. There's cars passing by on the streets honking their horns. It's going to be an all-night party.
I wonder if the reaction is even more emotional because people thought they were going to get this result yesterday and were disappointed and depressed and crushed and then came back today and this happens.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, people after yesterday's speech didn't know what to think. And there was, I think, one of the reasons that the army has taken charge is because it was concerned that the tide was turning against it, that people could no longer stand this supposed position of neutrality the army was taking. So I think today's amazing protest, I mean, maybe a fifth of Egypt's population out on the streets, forced the army's hand.
We've just got a couple of seconds left. Do you think people trust the army?
I think that remains unclear. I think the protesters themselves will be divided. They'll certainly want guarantees that they haven't fought this battle for 18 days to return to another Mubarak, and I don't think that's going to happen. There's been a definitive break with the past, but the struggle continues.
Isandra El Amrani, thanks very much, as always, for your analysis. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, we're following news that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has apparently left office. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.